Along the Gulf of Mexico, preparations are being made today for Tropical Storm Claudette. The storm is expected to come ashore in South Texas. At Padre Island National Seashore, the Park Service has begun implementing its hurricane plan. This is a time of year when America's national parks and forests are most heavily used, and it's also the season when the most effort is put into park repairs as crews head into the backcountry to repair hiking trails. As North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports from the Adirondacks in New York, trail builders describe their work as a kind of rugged folk art.
Mid-morning, Adam Neff straps the last chunks of gear onto his battered pack.
A pair of loppers, your bar, and your mattock, and personal gear.
He's a 19-year-old college student from Pennsylvania, a skinny guy with a sparse growth of beard. His pack is already stuffed with 100 pounds of food, frying pans, tents, axes, enough equipment to last 5 days in the wilderness.
That's bad. I can't even clean this thing off the rock.
Lean forward, man. Put your knees down.
With some encouragement, Neff struggles to his feet, a bit wobbly, but apparently undaunted by the idea of a 3-mile climb.
I guess I spend 9 months of the year in college just kind of thinking, and this is more my chance to get out and like do stuff and feel like you're just kind of pulling your weight and not just living off the system in college.
As the 8-person crew sets off, the day is already hot and sticky. The heavy loads creak with each step. Trail boss Anna Christner, a 24-year-old from Philadelphia, picks her way through a shimmering stream.
It's going to get wet here.
In her other life, Christner studies psychology at a school in Philadelphia. Trail work, she says, offers an escape from the city and fast food and deadlines.
This job forces you to push your body to new limits of pain and tiredness and sweat and blood. And for a lot of us, this is the hardest thing we're ever going to do.
Most of the workers hired each summer by the Adirondack Mountain Club are college kids with young bodies that can hold up under this kind of punishment.
You got to be fine.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah,
that's good.
Might have to tie it down a little heavier, but that should hold just fine.
Midday, the crew pitches camp on the shore of a pond, set like a bright buckle in the narrow valley. A knobby mountain rises on the far side, the granite face framed by white pines. The place is beautiful, but rugged. Mosquitoes and deer flies swarm to any patch of exposed skin.
Ed and Neff are going to go with me, and everyone else is going to go with Woody.
After a quick break for lunch, the crew sets to work, clearing brush and quarrying rocks the size of Lazy Boy chairs. There are no power tools, no jackhammers or backhoes. David Woodworth is a 20-year-old with straight brown bangs and a ratty T-shirt. The weapon of choice, he says, is a crude steel bar that weighs 20 pounds.
It's a great feeling to move a rock out of the hole like that. I don't know whether it's like a chemical thing, it's an adrenaline rush or what it is.
Along with the grunt work comes plenty of engineering and even a kind of aesthetic design. Parts of the trail have been churned to mud by hikers, but if the new path doesn't draw the eye, people will ignore it. On a nearby slope, Anna Christner is down on hands and knees, wrestling a boulder past a tangle of roots. She plans to build a staircase here, fitting the stones together one by one.
This is your, I wouldn't say piece of artwork, but this, it's your work, and it's on display.
It's a craft that demands patience, she says, especially when you're 5'3" and weigh just 115 pounds. But if she builds it well, Christner says this structure could last 100 years, maybe more.
It kind of feels like an older way of life, you know, an older time when resources were more scarce and more valued, and we didn't have things to throw away.
At dusk, Christner yodels for the crew to come in for supper. They're worn out and filthy and covered with mosquito bites. But there's a creamy red sunset, and frogs are gulping by the pond. And no one seems to mind that the long work week has just begun. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in New York's Adirondack Mountain.